I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Ballet Theater presents The Bloomington Tradition, The Nutcracker, with music by Tchaikovsky, choreography by Michael Vernon. It plays on December 3rd and 4th with evening performances at 8, and then on the 4th and 5th there are 2 p.m. matinees with The Nutcracker Tea as well. Our guest is Caitlin Kirschenbaum. Caitlin, thanks very, very much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about what role you play.
Hi, thanks for having me. I play the Sugar Plum Fairy on Friday evening and the Snow Queen on Saturday evening.
So, really, you could dissolve either evening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you play in Nutcrackers before this?
I've only done one Nutcracker before this. Growing up, my studio was very small, so we didn't have enough people to do a Nutcracker production.
What did you do with your studio?
I actually did dance competitions.
Uh-huh.
I was a jazz dancer for a while growing up, and so I did jazz competitions and then slowly transitioned into ballet.
What year are you in at IU, Caitlin?
I'm a senior.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
So is this your fourth Nutcracker with IU?
Yes, it's my fourth time doing Michael's Nutcracker, and I really love it.
Uh-huh. Now, when your first year may have been one of the first years of Michael's choreography.
Yeah, it was the very first year.
So mm-hmm. People, I think, have developed along with it, and I think Michael's made some adjustments, too, to fit the cast even better.
Yeah, every year it kind of grows and expands to be an even greater production, so it's really nice to see.
You grew up around Sparta in New Jersey. That's up in the northern part of the state. How did it work out that you got into dance? I know that you did some sports when you were younger. In fact, played for your dad on a soccer team. Mm. How did dance come out on top?
It was always just the activity that I was most drawn to. And I was really blessed to have a really great ballet teacher in my small town. And she really, along with my parents, supported my love for dance. And in high school, I went to New York City to American Ballet Theater School. So that was an awesome opportunity.
So you spent a lot of time on trains.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Every day I did my homework on the train.
We're talking with Caitlin Kirschenbaum. My own favorite performances, really, I always go when there are kids there because that's kind of fun. I enjoy seeing them dress up and seeing them go to it. Did you go to Nutcrackers when you were a kid?
Yeah, actually, my mom always reminds me. My very first Nutcracker, my best friend and I were so excited, and we got dressed up in our nice clothes, and we went, and we were both asleep before the curtain opened, and we slept through the whole thing.
How old do you think you were then?
I think we were 5. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Tell us a little bit about these particular roles. Are there special challenges for these particular dance pieces?
Yeah. I think the challenge is in how they're very different from each other. The Snow Queen is a very lyrical, kind of a more aesthetic, I think of it, mm-hmm. role. And then the Sugar Plum is very gracious and warm and inviting because it's her kingdom that she's inviting Clara and Fritz to. So.
Ah, so appropriately enough, it's a little cooler and then actually it seems a little weird that it's warmer for the snow, but that's kind of the way it works. We've been talking with Caitlin Kirschenbaum. She plays two of the roles in the IU Ballet Theater's production of The Nutcracker. Music by Tchaikovsky. Choreography is by Michael Vernon. Set and costume design by C. David Higgins. Performances are Friday and Saturday, the 3rd, 4th, and then Sunday afternoon on the 5th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.